9. Permanent Citizens of the Local Universe. As with the super and central universes, the local universe has its orders of permanent citizenship. These include the following created types. 1. Cessatia. 2. Univitatia. 3. Material Suns. 4. Midway Creatures. These natives of the local creation, together with the spirit-fused descenders and the Speranja, who are otherwise classified, constitute a relatively permanent citizenship. These orders of beings are, by and large, neither ascending nor descending. They are all experiential creatures, but their enlarging experience continues to be available to the universe on their level of origin. While this is not wholly true of the Adamic Suns and the Midway creatures, it is relatively true of these orders. The Cessatia. These marvelous beings reside and function as permanent citizens on Salvington, the headquarters of this local universe. They are the brilliant offspring of the Creator Sun and the Creative Spirit, and are closely associated with the ascendant citizens of the local universe, the spirit-fused mortals of the Nebadon Core of Perfection. The Univitatia. Each of the 100 constellation headquarters clusters of architectural spheres enjoys the continuous ministry of a residential order of beings known as the Univitatia. These children of the Creator Sun and the Creative Spirit constitute the permanent population of the constellation headquarters worlds. They are non-reproducing beings existing on a plane of life about halfway between the semi-material status of the material suns domiciled on the system headquarters and the more definitely spiritual plane of the spirit-fused mortals and the Cessatia of Salvington. But the Univitatia are not Marantia beings. They accomplish for ascending mortals during the traversal of the constellation spheres what the Havona natives contribute to the pilgrim spirits passing through the central creation. The Material Sons of God. When a creative liaison between the Creator Sun and the universe representative of the Infinite Spirit, the Universe Mother Spirit, has completed its cycle, when no more offspring of the combined nature are forthcoming, then does the Creator Son personalize in dual form his last concept of being, thus finally confirming his own and original dual origin. In and of himself, he then creates the beautiful and superb sons and daughters of the material order of universe sonship. This is the origin of the original Adam and Eve of each local system of Nebadon. They are a reproducing order of sonship, being created male and female. Their progeny function as the relatively permanent citizens of a system capital, though some are commissioned as planetary atoms. On a planetary mission, the material son and daughter are commissioned to found the Adamic race of that world, a race designed eventually to amalgamate with the mortal inhabitants of that sphere. Planetary atoms are both descending and ascending suns, but we ordinarily class them as ascending. The Midway Creatures. In the early days of most inhabited worlds, certain superhuman but materialized beings are of assignment, but they usually retire upon the arrival of the planetary atoms. The transactions of such beings and the efforts of the material suns to improve the evolutionary races often result in the appearance of a limited number of creatures who are difficult to classify. These unique beings are often midway between the material suns and the evolutionary creatures, hence their designation, midway creatures. In a comparative sense, these midwayers are the permanent citizens of the evolutionary worlds. From the early days of the arrival of a planetary prince to the far distant time of the settling of the planet in light and life, they are the only group of intelligent beings to remain continuously on the sphere. On Urantia, the midway ministers are in reality the actual custodians of the planet. They are, practically speaking, the citizens of Urantia. Mortals are indeed the physical and material inhabitants of an evolutionary world, but you are all so short-lived. You tarry on your nativity planet such a short time. You are born, live, die, and pass on to other worlds of evolutionary progression. Even the superhuman beings who serve on the planets as celestial ministers are of transient assignment. Few of them are long attached to a given sphere. The midway creatures, however, provide continuity of planetary administration in the face of ever-changing celestial ministries and constantly shifting mortal inhabitants. Throughout all of this never-ceasing changing and shifting, the midway creatures remain on the planet uninterruptedly carrying on their work. In like manner, all divisions of the administrative organization of the local universes and superuniverses have their more or less permanent populations, inhabitants of citizenship status. Asurantia has its midwayers, Jerusalem, your system capital, has the material sons and daughters. Edentia, your constellation headquarters, has the Univitatia, while the citizens of Salvington are twofold, the created Cessatia and the evolved, spirit-fused mortals. The administrative worlds of the minor and major sectors of the superuniverses do not have permanent citizens, but the Versa headquarters spheres are continuously fostered by an amazing group of beings known as the Abandonters, the creation of the unrevealed agents of the Ancients of Days and the seven reflective spirits resident on the capital of Orvontin. These residential citizens on Uversa are at present administering the routine affairs of their world under the immediate supervision of the Uversa core of the sun-fused mortals. Even Havona has its native beings, and the central Isle of Light and Life is the home of the various groups of Paradise citizens.